say Kegoin Rav Kana Rav Asi. What he meant to say, a Talmud and a Rebbe, not a real Talmud that doesn't know, that has to come on to his Rebbe, but rather he meant to say like Rav Kana Rav Asi. What does that mean? The Ligmarei Derav Hevitzrichi. He only had to learn the Gemara from the Rebbe. But Velizberei, to understand it, to say a Svara, Derav Lehevitzrichi, that they did not need. Because they had their own Svara, they had their own Das. It's a mode of missing a mission here, a mission there, they needed the Rebbe. But they were themselves a big Talmid Chachamim, therefore they could be their own Dayanim. Rashi says, Ki Kama Rav, the Talmid of Nimna, that we include the Talmud as a Dayan, Lo Yomelech Goyin of Kana Rav Asi, the Ligmrei Havitzricha, Lamashe Shaman Rav, we don't have it here over. Avalisperet, to understand it, Lim Tzoraya, to bring proofs, Liyashra Talmud, to explain it, Enim Tzricha, they didn't need it. They were a Talmud Chachamim. Therefore, Gavra Biapa Navshayahu, they consider like themselves. Yeah. Only such a Talmud that it means to say they have a locha like a Rav Kamat, and therefore they could be part of a Bezdin. Omer Rabbi Avua, Asor Dvorim Yesh Bein Dinim Momnis and Dinim Nefoshes. There are 10 things that are different between Dinim Momnis and Dinim Nefoshes. Rashi Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah 10 different things. The Kulan, all 10, they're not Nogeya to Shohan Niskol. Rashi says, Liyo Shovel, Dinim Nefoshes. Afo Pi Shomu Perakamo, Minin Esu Mishloisha, Kamisas Balan Kachmisas Ashor. Even though that to kill a Shohan Niskol, you need a Bezin of 23, but it does not have the Lachas of Dinim Nefoshes, rather it has Lachas of Dinim Omnis. The Kulan, all these 10 things special about Dinim Nefoshes, they're not Noyeg by a Shohan Niskol. Chutz miyesu mishloisha. Only that you need a bezin of 23. The Rashi says shetzorech chav gimel kdim nefoshes. When you want to kill a shohan iskol, that was a posik that obala show the gambol of yumos that kemisa sabaylam kach misa sashor. Just like by the baylam a man you need a bezin of 23. The same thing to kill a shohan iskol, you need a bezin of 23. The Gemara minuhan imili. How do we know this? Omer Rav Acha bar Papa. The Yom Kippur the posik says. Loisata mishpat ev yoincha periboy. That what? Don't turn around. Rashi says loisata means the raw al piyechot. You can't turn a psak of bed according to one. Avolata mata lechayv din hashor al piyed echot. That's the diik. Loisata mishpat ev yoincha periboy. When you have a mishpat against an ev yoin against a person and you want to be mechayif in misam, we cannot do it with a majority of one. You need at least two. So we darshin mishpat ev yoincha. If you have a mishpat judgment against a poor person, against a person, b'kitza iatomata, then you can't turn to give him a chayiv. Ayi day one, you need at least two. Avolatomata mishpat shel shohanisko. But by a shohanisko, even though you only have one more saying that it's chayiv, we pass an api the echad. Rashi, avolatomat lo chayiv din ashor api echad. Omiyachu gemira the kulim milus len higi. For this possible kids to learn out all the milas that the Rabbi Din and the Foshes do not apply to a Shohan Iskol. Because the possible says only Lasata Mishpat Ev Yoincha, Mashma to a person, Ev Yoin, him you can't change the Psak to. Has the special Din of Din and the Foshes. But not to a Shohan does not have the special halachas. For the more Asoro, Hotesevi. There are only 9. The Rashi says, Otishevi. For other parkinim will soon answer this. For yud tanam b'mastisin, we said you need 10. For your high the kashal on test, mishum diena kol kasherin, they're not all kosher. The esrim musholosh chodehi, it's one reason. The my time of mamzer posel dinin nefoshes. What's the reason why we're going to have soon by dinin nefoshes a mamzer is posel? Mishum divina chav gimel. You have to have a bezin of chav gimel, the high of Sanhedrin. Who was Sanhedrin siv, the nosu itcho. That they have to be like you. Gemara says, we learn 10. Are there 10 differences? Tetzev is only 10. Because Chav Gimel is equal. Gemara says, we learn 10. Mishum Diena Kol Kesherim. For Yesra Mishloisha Chodi. That even though it says 10, but really only means 9. Because that there's a cloud that ain't hakil kasherim, not anybody is kosher to be a dying for dinin nefoshes, which means a mamzer is possible to be a dying for dinin nefoshes.
The reason is why, because since you need a bezin of 23, a bezin of 23 is called a Sanhedrin. Like we have two types of Sanhedrins. There's a Sanhedrin Agadola of 71, and a Sanhedrin Katan of 23. So since it's called a Sanhedrin, that's the drasha Rashi says we dashim before, v'noso itcho means v'daim l'cho. That whoever is part of this bezin of the Sanhedrin of 23 has to be daimah to like Moshe. So therefore, a mamzer is possible to be a dayan. So really, even though the Mishnah says 10 things, but really it's only 9. Because the fact that a mamzer is possible to be a dayan, and you need a bezin of 23, is the same thing. A bezin of 23 means it has to be a Sanhedrin, which has to be itcha, daimah to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's another thing, another difference. Special about Dina Nefashis. The Tanya we learned, Ein Moshivim a Sanhedrin, you cannot put into the Sanhedrin, Zokain, an older person. Rashi says, Sheshochach Kfar Tsar Gidubonim, Bonim. He does not know what it means to raise children anymore. V'yeno Rachmoni, an older person lost his Rachmonis already. His goes the man, you have children around the house, you have Rachmonis on them. So Mel, if you be a dying, you'll have Rachmonis on the person also. But an older person lost his Rachmonis already. And the same Soros, same thing, a person can't have children. Soros, or Mishem Lebonim, that the apostle to be a dayan. You can't put them in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin means a bezin at least of 23. Rabbi Yehuda Moisef Af Achzori. If you have a strict person, Achzori, a strong person, he also can't be part of the bezin. We need easy people, easygoing people that will have Rachmanis on him. Vechalifayim, just the opposite is Bemesis. When you have a dinter upon somebody that is trying to cause other people to be Oibid Avoy Dezora, a Mesis, there the Rachmanim of the Torah says, Leisachmov leisachas alov. Do not have any pity on him and don't cover up for him. But Adirab, try and have him killed. Because there's another locha of a Sanhedrin that you cannot appoint people that will not have Rachmanis. Then the Mishnah says, Hakil kasher modim din mamis. Anybody is kosher for a psak din of mamin? Mashenkin by Misa, only special people like we had before, not a mamzer. So Mor says now, Hakil asu yamai. What do you mean to include? Who else is kosher for din amomnis? Omer Rav Yehuda lasuya mamzer. Even a mamzer, lemaisi is a Jew, he's kosher to be a dayan in din amomnis. So that's the question, of course. Ha'atanina chadazim, we learned this already one time. It says, call a royal lord in din amomnis, royal lord in din amomnis. Any dayan that's fit to be part of the Sanhedrin Ketana is for sure fit to be in the bezdin to pass for mammon. But you should know, the yesh royal lord in din amomnis, there are certain people that are fit to be a dayan for dina mamnis, but still the yain royal lord of dina nefashis. They're not fit to be part of the Sanhedrin, even the Sanhedrin katana, to pass dina nefashis. And Vavinabo, we ask the question, lasu yamai, what do you mean to include who is this person that's fit for dina nefashis, but not fit for dina mamnis? The opposite, it's fit for dina mamnis and not fit for dina nefashis. Vyam yavyuda lasu yamamzer. It means to teach us a mamzer, that a mamzer is possible for dina nefashis, but a kopana for dina mamnis is kosher. So what do you need our mishnah for? We learned it already. Tomorrow says, true, we have these two dinim, it's like this. Chodo lasuya ger. One comes to include even a ger, that even though he's possible for dina nefashis, he's kosher for dina mamnis. The chodo lasuya mamzer. And utzrich, I need both chidushim. Because the yashmin and ger, if I only hear of the ger, is kosher for dina mamnis, you know why? The royal love of the Kal. He's fit to marry into Kal. He could marry a Basti Israel. So he has a miler over a mamzer. That's why he's kosher v'dina nefashis. V'dina mamnis. Avol mamzer, a regular mamzer, emaloi, he's not fit to marry into Kal. He can't marry a regular Basti Israel. Maybe he's possible even for dying for mamnis. That's why the Mishnah say even a mamzer is kosher. V'yashmin a mamzer. If I'd only hear that a mamzer is kosher to be a dying for dina mamnis, I'll tell you, debor mitipik shera. Because our co-ponim was his parents, were Yisraelim, Rashi Mizera Yisrael. Avu ger, to lay bomi tipuk shera, but a ger his parents, were goyim. Emaloi, maybe he's not even fit to be a dying for din amamnis, tricha. That's why I need both kedushim, that both a ger and a mamzer, both of them are fit for din amamnis, but they're possible for din nefashis. Right. Then the Mishnah says, v'yein akel kisherim lo din nefashis. Not everybody is fit to be a dayan for din nefashis. My time, what's the reason? The Tani Rav Yosef, Kishem Shebezdin, Menukin B'Tzedek, Kach Menukin Mekomum. The same way the bezdin has to be clean from Tzedek to Paskin the right way, not to take sheichet, not to look at anything special. The same thing, they have to be kosher mikol mum, Rashi says, pekam mishpacha. There can't be any pekam with their mishpacha. They have to be pure people. Therefore, it can't be a mamzer. Omer Amema said, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, Kulach yofer rayosi o mum ein boch. That the mamzer, you're all beautiful and clean and there's no mum. Tomorrow, the Dilma may be mum mamish. Maybe the pasuk there means mamish and mum. He can't be missing a leg, can't be missing an arm. But not if he's a mamzer. Omer Avachar by Yaakov, Omer Kro, the pasuk says, this yatsu sham imoch. Means imoch, b'daim l'cho. They have to be mamish daim. For the Marva Dilma Hosa Mishum Shechina, maybe only over there, because the Shechina was there. Rachas Hanas to be a Mei Moshe, who did binan Miuchasim. She royal she tishcha Shechina aleihem. As by Moshe there, there was a Shechina upon him. As the pasuk says, Rashi says, "Yichsev yotzalti min aruach." It says by the Shibun Zekainim there, they were neviim. They had the Shechina there. So maybe only to receive to be a Novi, to have the Shechina there, they had to be daim to Moshe Rabbeinu. But maybe for other dayonim later, it's enough not to be. Elom Rav Nachum by Yitzchok. On my quote, the pasuk says, "V'nosu itcha." Itcha means v'daimim l'chol hevi. Rashi says, "V'nosu itcha" means the Sanhedrin shechilik la Yisroi. Means not the Sanhedrin gedolah of the 70, but rather the small ones of 23 that Yisroel told Moshe to point. Lishma desom. The ain kam mishum shchina. There was no shchina. Tefsir v'hakem yalecha v'nosu itcha. So Bekitz is talking about the Sanhedrin Katana, and even by the Sanhedrin Katana, what is not a question of the Shechina, still the prophet says they have to be like you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So from here we learn out that even a Bezin of 23 have to be Miuchasim like Moshe Rabbeinu. They can't have any Mum. Otherwise the apostle. Now the Mishnah says like this, Sanhedrin hoisa kechatzi gerin agula. Sanhedrin, the way they sat, was like a half round table. That's where they sat. Rashi Bagula circle, a Yeshrin, Kadeshiu, Kulan, Roin, Zen, Zen, in order that everybody could see one another. But if Yeshimoy, Yeshrin, Meshud, to be in a line, ain't Pnei Roshim, Roim, Zen, Zen, you can't see one another. So the best way to sit is a half round table. That's the best way. Kadeshiu, Roin, Zen, Zen, Ushnei, Sofer, had the Yonim, Oim, Dimlifnaim, they had two Soferim, two clerks there. That wrote down, two secretaries there, that wrote down the words of the, took the notes. Echad miyamin, one on the right side, Echad miyamin, the kaisven divrei mechayov divrei mezakin. They wrote down the words of the one that said potter and the one that said chayiv. We have Yudulaymer Shloisha, there were three seifrim there, three people wrote down, took notes. Echad kaisven divrei mezakin, one person took down the notes of the people that said he's potter. The echad kaisven divrei mechayov, one wrote down the notes of people said that he's chayiv. What do we need the third cipher for? Kaisiv Divrei Amazak no Divrei Mechayovim. He wrote down both. Keep a better account. He had both. He wrote down. Better than tape recorders here. Okay. The Sholosh Shurois. There are also three rows there. The Sholosh Shurois shall tamid.